Sidkas Atzadik Simen Ches. So we've been talking about Kriya Shema. Talking about the Indian of Kriya Shema. What did we learn last time?
Last time we learned about the relationship between Kriya Shema and the time of eating. We spoke about what it means to be hungry for spirituality and to consume and to eat Kabbalah Zomachas Shemayim. To eat Kabbalah Zomachas Shemayim. And Shabbos. We have to eat up the Shabbos.
V'zman ha'achana hazu, hakol lefi mashu adam. So it says Rav Tzadok at the beginning of Oschess, V'zman ha'achana hazu, hakol lefi mashu hu adam. How much time does it take a person to prepare? A person wants to be makabal malchus shemayim. You want to be able to say shema. You want to be able to declare Hashem's oneness in the world. Or a person wants to daven. Be able to communicate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through tefillah. So how long does it take a person to prepare himself before he's able to actually come to daven? So Rav Tzadok said, "Lefi mashu adam." It depends on the person. Each person, according to his means, is able to get there more quickly or more slowly. What does the Mishnah say in Brachos? Chasidim Rishonim hayushom sha'achas. They would wait an hour. Now, if you're reading too quickly, especially when you're reading Rav Tzadok, you can miss things. Rav Tzadok does a very interesting thing to this Mishnah. And we'll see it's the opposite of what Halacha tells us. What word does Rav Tzadok add? I underlined it for you. V'chasidim hayushoim rak sha'achas l'tefillah. He has the word rak, which means that if you're a chasid, and you're already so connected to Hashem, then you only need an hour to get ready to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not such a chasid, you probably need more than an hour to be able to really have Dibur Emes, to talk honest words with a Kadosh Baruch. Just take a look at the first three of the Mayim Makomas. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that this is in fact the halacha, that a person needs to prepare for davening. Unfortunately, I'm as guilty as anyone, maybe probably more guilty than many, that we rush into davening. We don't take the time to realize that I'm about to talk to a Kadosh Baruch. The halacha says, it's in Shulchan Aruch, in source number one, in Simen Tzadi Gimel, that a person should wait Shah Achas, Kodem Shiachim L'Spal. A person should wait a Shah Achas before he comes to daven. Kedei Shechavin Libo L'Mako. Because it takes some time to align my heart with my Creator. And then the halacha says you should take a Shah Achas after davening. You should spend a Shah Achas after that. What's the Shah Achas after davening? I saw in the Halichos Shlomo, it says that Shlomo Zalman Orbach explained that one of the most difficult things for him, you know, these are problems Gedolim have, is being able to push Torah thoughts out of his mind during davening. He said he's so flooded by Torah ideas when he's davening that he has to work very, very hard to push it out of his mind. And he says that the Shah Achas is that a person who's able to push those things aside and to really connect to Hashem through tefillah, after davening, there's mamash a flood of all the things that you pushed out of your mind, all those Torah thoughts that you pushed out of your mind for the last hour. So you spend the Shah after davening being masader all the ideas that you weren't allowed to really, you know, work on during davening. Okay, you know, these are problems that Gedolim have. But there's a notion, again, in the Mishnah and in the Halacha. You spend an hour getting ready for davening, and you spend an hour, my favorite people know you. You spend an hour descending from the heights of tefillah after davening. Now, does an hour mean an hour? Rav Tzadok said, the chasidim need only Shah Achas. So if you look at the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, on that Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, on the Daf Erif and Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though Sha'a sometimes means, right, what does the word Sha'a mean? What does the word mean? It means an hour, it can mean a moment, a period of time, it could mean to turn, right? Like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel and his Karban, and to Kayin and his Mincha, Lo Sha'a, Hashem did not turn. So maybe it just means turn yourself towards Hashem, direct yourself towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah bring, B'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, that Sha'achas here means an actual hour. Sha'achas doesn't mean a moment of preparation. It means an actual hour. Because the Gemara raises the question, if you spend so much time, an hour getting ready for davening, an hour davening, and an hour descending from davening, and you do that 3 times a day, so when are you going to have time to learn or do anything else? So that question is only relevant, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if Shah means really an hour. If Shah means a moment, so then it doesn't take that much time. But if you're really spending a Shah Achas, a full hour, getting yourself ready for davening, and a full hour coming out of davening, that takes up a good portion of the day. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in source number 2, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushoh and Shah Achas U'mispalin Afal Pisha Bahar B'Mekomos Kisha Omer Shah Eino Ratzalomar Shah Dafka L'Zman Mu'at. Even though Shah sometimes means a short period of time, Hacha Eino Kein Ela Shah Mamish. Here, Shah means a real Shah, a full hour. Now, is that the halacha? What's quoted in halacha is that you need to spend Shah Achas. Do we have to follow Rabbeinu Yonah's shita of what Shah Achas is? So if you look in the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes both these shitas, the Magen Avraham in source number 3 quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. You see what he quotes? Tafrei Shua, that means Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. He quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, and then he writes, the Magen Avraham writes at the end of source 3, Zeh Lechasidim. A chassid needs an hour. A real chassid needs an hour. A literal hour. For a regular person, for a normal person, that's way out of our leagues, and therefore, it's enough to have what? A shah mu'etas. A shah mu'etas means a short portion of time. But what Rav Tzadok is doing, I think, is flipping it on its head. Because Rav Tzadok said, a chassid, as we've been learning, a person who's always in a state of Shema, a person who's always in a state of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So such a person only needs an hour to get himself ready. But if I'm not so connected, I need to take the time to get myself connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to really communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so again, it's an interesting thing that Rasadik does by throwing this word rak. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushan Shohin Sha'achas. The early Hasidim would wait a Shah Achas. It's all he said, they only waited a Shah Achas. And again, I think he's saying that maybe for us, we need even more time to get ourselves ready. Okay, but let's see, let's go further. Back up top. So it says with Tzadok and Tzidkas Tzadok in the third line at the top. V'zeh ha-tam gam kein she'erchivu b'zman shal arvis ad omer ha-shachar. Ki b'cheshchas le'al kosher limtso b'hiris malchus shemayim. Why do I have more time to daven ma'ariv? Why do I have more time, right, to say Shema at night? Why is the nighttime tefillah and the nighttime kabbalah somach shemayim a more expansive time? Your chivo is more expansive than by day, because nighttime represents the dark parts of our life, and in the dark times in life, it takes me longer to get myself connected to Hashem, to feel that I want to declare that Hashem is one. I sometimes see things in the dark moments of life, where I feel like I don't believe in Hashem. I can't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I don't feel that my tefillos are being listened to. So therefore, for night, sometimes I need all the way until Amar Hashem. I need the whole night just to make it happen. And he says, "Kuli hai v'ulai." To give us such an amount of time, and halavai, I should be able to believe in Hashem in the dark times. Masha ein kein bayom. However, by day, it comes more naturally. It's easier not only to feel it, but it's even easier to say it. That's why the pasuk says, lahagid baboker chasdecha. Baboker, bayom, during the day, when the light of God's light in my life is turned on, so to speak, when I feel Hashem's presence in my life, then lahaga, then I can talk about it. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, everything's great, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Yirtz Hashem, Bezus Hashem. Hashem, 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 Hashem. That's not so hard to say when everything's working out in your life. Baruch Hashem, everything's great. Right? A person's not as quick to say, Baruch Hashem, I broke up with my girlfriend. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get the job. Baruch Hashem, I just found out that my relative is very sick. Right? It's not so easy to talk that way. Even if I feel in my heart, emunah. But it's not so easy to say that. So, lahagid baboker chasdecha, by day, a person more readily is able to talk about the chesed of Hashem. Az efshar lahagid miyad baboker mitoch bor hanikar. By day, when the light is clear, it's easier to recognize the Yad Hashem and everything. Masha ein kein says, or sadak belelos. However, at night, it's not so simple. And that's why, what does the pasuk say? Lahagid baboker chasdecha, to speak the kindness of Hashem by day, lahagid, to be able to give it over. However, emunas chabalelos. At night, it's emuna shabalev. Emuna. I think we mentioned this mar. Did we mention this marsha from the Masechas Machlus? It was in some shiur recently. We quoted it. The marsha says that every mitzvah has a corresponding body part, right? And anochi Hashem Elokecha corresponds to the heart. Emuna corresponds to the heart. Corresponds to the heart because emuna obviously starts with the feelings of the heart, and to be able to say emuna is not always so easy, right? Hamanti ki adaber. Hamanti ki adaber. We say in Halo. If I can talk about it, then you know, then I really believe it. But the first thing is to have in mind. So balelos emunas chabalelos. During the day I can talk about it. At night I have to try to at least believe it. I don't feel comfortable saying Baruch Hashem about the tragedies in my life, but at least I believe Hashem runs the world, and even this thing that's very difficult to understand, I have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what He's doing. Yeah.
When he says Leilo, that means like metaphorically, or
right? He's saying metaphorically, in the dark times of life, that a person has to be able to still say Shema and I still have to daven. It's much harder. That's why I have, again, in real time, right? In halacha, I have more time to daven at night, in actual night. But it's a metaphor, exactly like you're saying. It's a metaphor for the darker times, where it takes me longer to find the words or to find the feelings.
So not literally like every night.
Right, but again, literally every night, the time to say, right? So Sofasman Kriya Shema in the morning, and Sofasman Tefillah in the morning comes much quicker than the amount of time that I can say Shema and fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema and the mitzvah of Ma'ariv. Now we'll see, this is connected. He's going to say an amazing thing. This is connected. He's going to say it in a second. This is connected to the concept of Ma'ariv really not being a chiyuv. That Ma'ariv is really a reshus. Right? That there's a certain nature to Ma'ariv, at least originally, where Ma'ariv was not set up the same way that Shachar. There's an expectation when the lights are on that you're going to be able to daven. And you're going to be able to talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the dark, it's harder. It's harder to do it. So much so that originally Ma'ariv was not an obligation. Or maybe it's not the same level of obligation. Right? Depending on how you understand Rishus and the Rishonim over there in the fourth parak of Brachos. Okay, so let's read it again. So again, Masha'ein, the line that begins Masha'ein kein. Masha'ein kein balelos rak ha'emuna balev. V'lo ha'hagada shu'u ha'otza mikoach la'poel ala avar. Hagada, to be able to talk about it, means to be able to reflect and to say what just happened to me. Yeah, I get it. Emunas ha'balelos means that what? That I keep it guarded in my heart, and I look forward to the time when it's going to make sense to me. Emunas ha'balelos means el hakivoy ala asid. That in the future, when the morning does arrive, I'll be able to look back at the night and be able to say the night made sense. But again, it's like Yaakov Avinu when Yosef told him his dreams. But Aviv Shamaris Hadavar, Rashi says he was looking forward to the time that it was going to make sense. But right now, it's creating a lot of havoc in Yaakov's family. Right? In Yom Adiyom, these parshios, that Yosef Etzadik is going to go through a lot of darkness till those dreams finally come to fruition, and that's our whole experience in Galus. Right, Shir Amalos. We're looking forward to the time where we're able to say Hayinu Kecholmem. That this was all, the Galus was a dream, or that what we were dreaming of finally came true, and it all starts finally made sense. But again, I don't have the words to talk about it yet because I don't understand why it's all for the best yet. So that's the emunas chabalelos. For lachach, and therefore, says Rav Tzadok in the next paragraph, tfilas arvis reshus. Therefore, Ma'ariv is not as obligatory. Again, according to Tosfos and two places in the fourth paragraph of Brachos, reshus doesn't necessarily mean totally optional, but it's certainly of a lesser obligation than shacharis and mincha. Ki tfilahu hakaras hanochach yosem mikriyashma. Because to daven, to be able to say Baruch Atah Hashem, to be able to talk to Hashem, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamit, to come face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amida Tfila Shmona Esrei, requires what? An even greater awareness of Hashem than Kriya Shema. And therefore, to daven Ma'ariv, not talking about nighttime Shema, to daven Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, to be able to really talk to Hashem in the way of Tfila at night, not so simple. Kamosha Kasav Tila'el. V'i efsha lechayiv b'layla. Dizesh shumi le'olam ksiv. Le'aleim ksiv. The pasuk says in Shmos Perek Gimel, this is my name le'olam. That's how it's actually pronounced. This is my name forever. But the way it's spelled in the Torah is without the vav. It looks as if it should be read, as Rashi comments, as Chazal comment, dizesh shumi le'aleim. This is my name that it should be concealed. What does it mean, this is my name, that it should be concealed? What it means, Pashup Shat, that when we see Hashem's name, Yod, Hey, Vav, and Hey, we don't pronounce it the way that it's written. We say Ado, right? We don't say Hashem's name as it's written. But Rav Tzaddik is saying, Zeh Shemi Le'aleim, again, the way it's actually pronounced in the Torah, Zeh Shemi Le'olam, that there's a halama, there's a concealment, there's la'aleim, there's a concealment within the olam. What does that mean? Ba'olam hazeh shedoma lalayla. In this world, the Gemara says in Ba'metziah that olam hazeh is doma lalayla. So zeh shemi, this is my name, this is the way that you interact with me, but it's la'aleim. That this olam is la'aleim, is a world of concealment. That's what the word olam actually means. Olam hazeh is called an olam. The Chiddush here in the first Gemara says because lashon of ha'olam, it's lashon of concealment. Olam haba is concealed in a different way. It's concealed in we don't know how good it is. This world, we also don't know how good it is because it's so confusing. So there's a lot of concealment in the world. So when you're in such a world of confusion and concealment, rak reshus l'mishachan lo Hashem lios laila kiyom yoyer lo, ma'ariv becomes optional. Only for the person who's been so fortunate as to have his night illuminated, the tzaddik who's able to find the light within the darkness, is the one who davens ma'ariv, who chooses to daven ma'ariv. But Hashem says, when it's dark in your life, and it's dark in your life, I don't expect you to daven ma'ariv. I understand that you can't have that face-to-face conversation with me. Now Rav Tzaddik concludes, and this I think is the most outstanding line of this piece. Look what he writes, where it's bolded. Raka'idna, but nowadays, what became of the halacha? Bizman hazeh, what became of the halacha? Nowadays, ma'ariv, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to daven ma'ariv. Now it's no longer optional for a man to daven ma'ariv. Now, ma'ariv is what? It's obligatory. Why is it obligatory now? We're in the greatest darkness now. We'd have the greatest excuse to say, God, I can't talk to you right now. Let's see. It says, Rav Tzaddik, Raka'idna be'ikvas de Mashiach, in the time in which we find ourselves, Karov l'or hayom kablinu l'chocha. Now that we're getting close to the light of day, now that the night is starting to come to its conclusion, even though it's the darkest before dawn, but right now, as we're about, we're on the verge of Mashiach, we're already seeing in the distance the first rays of light reflecting back into our world. And that gives us that added boost, even though it's darker than ever in a certain sense, but the possibility of Mashiach becomes so much more real because of the craziness of the world. There's no other explanation for the insanity of the world other than Mashiach. We start to see that light reflecting back into our time. The Magen Avraham brings in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Nun that there's a mitzvah based on Ksavim, based on Kisvei Arizal, that there's a mitzvah we incorporate it into our davening in Tikanta Shabbos, Toamel Chaim Zachu. Toamel Chaim Zachu, the Arizal says we're supposed to taste the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos. What does that mean spiritually? Baba Trebi has a sicha, as we spoke about last year in Yitas Kislev. But the Baba Trebi says, Toamel Chaim Zachu, if we understand the whole history of the world as paralleling the 7 days of creation, so the period that we're in right now, namely the period right before Yom Shekulo Shabbos, right before Mashiach, which is the world that's entirely Shabbos, right now, where do we find ourselves? Erev Shabbos. And what do you do on Erev Shabbos? What does the Magen Avraham bring from the Arizal? You taste the Shabbos food. Which means right now, in the period right before the coming of Mashiach, we get a taste of Mashiach. We get a taste of that light beyond. When Mashiach comes, Laila Kiyom Yair, the world's going to be filled with Hashem's light. Right now, you're saying it's so dark, but it's also Erev Shabbos, which means we begin to taste it. And that's what he's saying here. In the Ikvus of the Mashiach, we accept Ma'ar, we can daven Ma'ar even in the greatest darkness, because we're also seeing the first rays of light. We're that generation that straddles the world of the ultimate darkness and the first rays of light. The depth of Galus and the beginning of Geula, sort of coming together. Right? It's sort of that twilight being a Shmashos time, which is a big Chanukah Indian, which maybe we'll get to. Okay? Concludes Rav Tzaddik in the last paragraph. V'tfilas ha-shachar gam kein zmana ad chatzos. Shachris we have until chatzos, meaning the time to daven in the morning is longer than the time to say Shema, right? Sofzman tefillah is later every morning than Sofzman kriya Shema. Why? Again, ki l'kabalas ha-nochach mimachas shemayim tzar ha-chana yoser. Because again, to daven Shmona Esrei is more intense and requires more preparation than getting ourselves ready to utter the six words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To say that one burst of belief in God is easier, and there's an expectation I can get there more quickly in the morning than I can to Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei takes more preparation. And Reb Tzadok concludes, "V'lekachesh tashlumin letfila, etzel tfila smucha." So much so that even if I wasn't able to get myself ready to daven, there's a concept of tashlumin, a makeup tefila, a time to repeat tefila if I missed a tefila, as long as I haven't missed two tefilas. Once I'm two tefilas out, then I'm dragging my feet, and then maybe I'm not going to ever get there. There's an expectation that it's not going to happen. But by tefila, it's hard to daven. It's hard to come face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. At night, you have the whole night to daven, basically. In the morning, you have more time to daven than to say Shema. Because to come face to face and to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, requires preparation. So therefore, a chassid might only take an hour to get there. A person who's not as connected to Hashem might take longer. It might take him longer to be able to talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So let's try to broaden this piece of Tzidkas Tzadik, which is really, it's a beautiful piece. There's a lot there. Okay, but I want to try to put it into the context of Hanukkah, because, you know, Haba Aleinu Letova, we're almost there. The fifth Vizhnitz Rebbe, who passed away a couple of years ago, the Yeshuas Moshe, or Moshe Yeshua Hager from Vizhnitz, he has a very interesting remez. He says that when a Jew is getting himself ready for a mitzvah, what it means to be ready for a mitzvah means that we have to be intellectually prepared for the mitzvah, and we have to be emotionally prepared for the mitzvah. So the Yeshuas Moshe writes in source number 4 that the gematria of the word hachana, which is how Rav Tzadok began the piece, is man hachana, each person lefi mashu adam, each person according to his madrega. That expression lefi mashu adam is based on a Mishnah in Kalim, but each person according to what degree of a person he is, yeah, has to be meichin, has to prepare himself. So says the Yeshuas Moshe, hachana is gematria moach and lev. Moach being the mind, lev being the heart. Because to get myself ready for any mitzvah, or in our context, for any Yom Tov, to prepare for Hanukkah, I need to make sure that intellectually I know what's expected of me. I need to know the halachos. And emotionally, I need to know what's expected of me. And therefore, hachana is gematria moach plus lev. Now, hachana is also gematria. What's the gematria of hachana? You tell me. 80. What else is 80? What else is famously 80? Yesod. 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 Why is Yesod the same gematria as hachana? Because again, Yesod means the foundation, and the foundation of every Yom Tov is going to be built on its hachana. The preparation for the Yom Tov will lay the groundwork, will lay the foundation for the Yom Tov that's coming. Hanukkah, as we're going to see in a few moments, is unique. Which biblical personality corresponds to Yesod in the seven spheres, the seven lower spheres? Yosef HaTzadik corresponds to Yesod. So if Yesod is the foundation that precedes the actual revelation of something, yeah? And Yosef is the one in the Ushpizin on Sukkot, the sixth day is Yesod is Yosef, right? Yosef is very connected to Hanukkah. Yosef is the key personality of Hanukkah. That's why all of the parshios of Yosef at Tzadik fall out this time of the year. And the Megala Mukos has a lot of ramazim to this idea, that Yosef is really the key character, the personality of Hanukkah more than anyone else. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, this week's parsha, that Yosef is a continuation of Yaakov, the same way that Hanukkah is a continuation of Sukkot. Yaakov is Sukkot, we mentioned it this morning. But again, there's a lot of Ramazim. Megala Mukos has an arichas about this, that the gematria of Yosef is 156. Because Yosef is the Zel Umazeh of Yavam. Megala Mukos says Yosef is 156. Melech Yavan, the king of Yavan, the king being the embodiment of the entire nation, Melech Yavan is 156. And the name of Melech Yavan is Antiochus. Melech Yavan, Antiochus is also 156. So Yosef is the ultimate Hanukkah personality. Yosef, spiritually, is the sphere of Yesod, which means Yosef is the Inyan of Hachana. Why is Yosef the Inyan of Hachana? Because Yosef is always about where I'm holding now, there's something that's going to come afterwards. When Rachel names her child Yosef, she says, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, I want something more. I'm never satisfied where I am. This is just the groundwork for what's to come. Chanukah, more than any other Yom Tov, is not just a Yom Tov that requires Hachana, but the whole mahus of the Yom Tov is Hachana. The whole essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is preparation. Preparation for what? So let's see. A couple of years ago when we were learning the Pre-Tzadik on Thursdays, so in Parshas Vayikra, I shared with those of you who were there at the time, a var from the Imrei Emes. So let's chazer it over. Let's see if Justin remembers it. The Imrei Emes has a beautiful var. The Medrash Tanchuma in source number 5 says the following. The Medrash says that there are two mitzvahs in the Torah that both have a promise of long life. And yet, these two mitzvahs are mamish opposites. What are the two mitzvahs? Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird, and Kibud Av V'Em. The Torah promises long life for both of those mitzvahs. But they're mamish opposites. In what sense are they opposites? Says the Medrash in source number 5. One of the mitzvahs is Kala Shebekalos. One of the mitzvahs is the lightest of the light, the easiest of the easiest, the simplest of the mitzvahs, and one of them is the heaviest of the heavy. Which mitzvah, 50-50 chance here, which mitzvah is the heaviest of the heavy, which is the lightest of the light? Is Shiluach HaKein the lightest of the light or the heaviest of the heavy? And is honoring your parents the lightest of the light or the heaviest of the heavy? So it's very obvious to us, right? Shiluach HaKein, to chase away the mother bird, all you have to do is walk over to the nest and say, boo! And the mother bird goes, right? Flies off, and you just remember kind of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Keep it out of the aim. Rabbi Tarfon says, I spent my whole life trying to do it, and the rabbis, and he thought he was such a great, he was so great at it. The rabbis said, nah, you haven't even done half of what's expected of you. It's impossible. So much so that some Tanaim say it would almost be better to not have parents. Obviously, you can't exist without parents, right? But one of the Tanaim said, Baruch Hashem, I was an orphan because that way I didn't have to mess up and keep it out of aim, because it's basically impossible to get the mitzvah right. Why is Shiluach HaKein called Kalash of Akalos? It's true, it's a very easy mitzvah to do. You go over, you scare away the mother bird, it flies off, and you did the mitzvah. And you're promised long life. But what makes it such a light mitzvah? And such a weak mitzvah? Again, it still comes with the greatest of rewards. But what makes it such a cheap mitzvah? Not an impressive mitzvah. So the Imrei Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, writes in Parshas Ki Teitzei, Tafresh Sadi Aleph, the following Yisod. He says, the answer is based on a Gemara in Chulin in source number 6. The Gemara in Chulin says, the Torah tells us in Kiseitzei, Ki Kare Kan Sipor, when you happen upon a bird's nest, says the Gemara, Prat L'Mizuman, you can't do Shiluach HaKein on birds that are what? That are Mizuman, that are designated, that belong to you. It's only if you happen to be walking on the road, the Pasuk says, Ki Kare Kan Sipor Lefanecha, on the road, or you're walking in the forest doing a little hesbodus and you see a bird's nest in a tree. It's hefker, it doesn't belong to anyone. So what's the very essence of the mitzvah? That you stumble upon. In other words, there's no hachana for this mitzvah. There's no preparation for this mitzvah. So says the Imrei Emes, says the Ger Rebbe, a mitzvah that doesn't have hachana, a mitzvah that can't, by definition, have preparation, is not much of a mitzvah. That's Kal Shabakal, it's the lightest of the light. It's the most insignificant of mitzvahs. We have more shits. It's the most insignificant of mitzvahs. Why? Because the very foundation of the mitzvah, Hachan is Gematria Yisod, that if I don't have a mouth, if I don't bring my brain to the mitzvah, I don't bring my heart to the mitzvah, and I just bring my emotions to the mitzvah, have I really done very much? Rachmano Libabai, Hashem desires the hearts. So therefore, all of the hachana where I gather in my mind and I gather in my heart, the preparation for the mitzvah is in a certain sense greater than the mitzvah itself. That's what we spoke about a couple years ago, how sometimes the preparation for a mitzvah even surpasses the mitzvah itself. So that's true about all mitzvahs. The more there's hachana for the mitzvah, the greater the mitzvah is. Chanukah, more than any other Yom Tov, and maybe more than any other mitzvah, is in a certain sense the greatest Yom Tov and the greatest mitzvah. You know why? Because Chanukah is all about preparation. So much so that there's an interesting halacha that we forget about sometimes. And there was a tzaddikim who said, I don't understand why we don't emphasize this enough. Reb Meir Arik, the author of the Imre Yosher, used to point to this Rambam, and other tzaddikim, other rebbes, Chassidish rebbes would point to this Rambam and say, I don't understand why people aren't making a big to-do out of this Rambam. What's the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Rambam in source number 7, Hadlakas haneiros kashera bizarim. Does a kohen need to be the one to light the menorah? A kohen doesn't need to be the one to light the menorah. You know who lights the menorah? Technically, even a zar, even a non-kohen. Even a non-kohen can light the menorah. Imheitiv ha-kohen as haneiros. Which part has to be done by the kohen? What's the essential part of the menorah? Of the mitzvah menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a Rambam Hilchos Bias Hamikdash in the ninth parak. The most essential part of the menorah is what? Is preparing the oil, is preparing the wicks, is setting up the menorah. People think lighting the menorah is such a big to-do. Setting up the menorah is a much bigger to-do. That's why the Yitzhar in our times wants us to use the candles that are set up for you. You just break off the top and you're good to go. It's when you get your hands dirty with preparing the wick and the little thing and try to get it right, try not to sink the thing, you know? The Weinberger screams about this every year. Rightfully so. Because the whole essence of the mitzvah of Chanukah is hachana. And you see it in the halacha. The kohen has to be the one to set up the menorah. A non-kohen, a Yisrael, technically in the Beis Hamikdash, if you would take the menorah of Otzil and Lachut, mutar lezar ladlikan. Okay, the Ravid comes along in this round and says, it's not a chachila. Bidiyavet, it would work. But either way, the bottom line is it works. But setting up the menorah is the essence of the menorah, is the essence of Hanukkah. Why? Because the whole essence of Hanukkah is about Hachana. I haven't told you what it's Hachana too yet. But the essence of Hanukkah is preparing, is getting things ready, is getting things into position. Right? And again, the more Hachana there is, the more Chash of the mitzvah. That's what we learned from the Imre Amis. No Hachana, you stumble upon a bird's nest, that's a Kalish of a Kalis. It's a very simple mitzvah. It doesn't carry much weight. A mitzvah that you prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare and get yourself ready for, that's a hush of a mitzvah. Just to show you how serious this is. I have a sefer, I should have brought it in just so you can see that this book actually exists. I have a sefer called Meir Einei Chacham. I know very little of what's written in the sefer. But I was very excited when I saw the sefer years ago in the Sfarim store, but I had to buy it. Why? The author is Rav Meir of Khrushchev. Rav Meir of Khrushchev writes that he came to write this entire sefer, all of the chidushim that he writes. It's a big sefer. He says, everything I was able to write in the sefer, all these ideas that came to me that I want to write about, came to me when I was watching my Rebbe, Rav Zev of Zhitomer, Zechus Yigen Aleinu, preparing his wicks for the menorah. Imagine. He would watch his Rebbe get his menorah ready, and he said, just watching my Rebbe set up his menorah, all of a sudden I would just, a stream of Chidushei Torah. He said, I wrote the entire sefer Me'ir Einei Chachamim by watching my Rebbe twist the wicks and prepare the wicks with such deep kavanas. Mamash like the Kohen Gadol on the Beis Hamikdash. Because that's the essence of the menorah, preparing the wicks and setting it up. He said, I wrote this while I was all the Chidushim that came to me during the sefer, they're not my Chidushim, they came from my Rebbe. When I watched Rav Zev Zhitomer set up his menorah, Mamash, a flow of Chidushei Torah came to me, and he says, that's how I wrote this entire sefer. So it's a chashuv thing. The chana of the menorah is a very, very big inyan. So what is Chanukah Meichin for? It's merumas in the very name Chanukah. The Bnei Sascha very famously explains. In source number 8. Al-Kain Karol Yama Eila Chanukah. Chanukah is Milashon Chinuch. Chinuch means that I'm getting something ready, I'm preparing something. What am I preparing for? Chanukah is a Chinuch, the Hergel, and a accustoming ourselves al la'asid ha'geula ta'asida. Chanukah is hachana, is preparation for what? For Mashiach. It's preparing ourselves to see the light of Mashiach. She'oz yizgal alanu ha'or ha'ganuz b'shleimus. On Chanukah we get a taste of the supernal lights, the original lights that were in the world for 36 hours by Bereishis, when Hashem first created the world, before Hashem hid away the original light, which was such a powerful light, it became or ha'ganuz, hidden light. Those 36 candles correspond to the original 36 hours of creation that we were able to what to see with unbelievable clarity how Hashem runs His world. Now we live in the dark. Now we're sitting in the dark. We don't see anymore. On Hanukkah, when we light our 36 neiros over the course of the 8 nights, what we're doing is we're getting a taste of what? Of the light of the future. And therefore Hanukkah, the whole nature of Hanukkah is chinuch, preparing yourself, getting yourself ready. Getting ready for what? Getting ready for Mashiach. Getting ready for that time in the future, he says, V'gondu l'tzadikim l'asad lavo, where the tzaddik is going to be able to enjoy the light of the future, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lo yeh l'cha or ha-shemesh l'or yom l'noga, the sun will no longer be the source of light, ha-yareach lo ya'ir lach, the moon won't be a source of illumination for you, v'haya l'cha ha-shem l'or olam. We're going to get back to what? To basking in the Ziv HaShechina, to being in the light of HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore he says, once we get through this bitter gullus, namely the fourth and final gullus that we're in today, then we'll be zochet to get that light. Well, that light will be restored to us once again. We'll be able to bask in the light, the light of Hashem. He brings a nice little remez. He says, when Hashem created the world, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. Says the Bnei Yisrael, four lines from the end, Yihi Or is Gematria 232. You see it in the fourth line from the end of Source 8? Yihi Or is Gematria 232. Right? 232, if you take Hashem's name, Yud, He, Vav, and He, and you spell out the letters, you understand what I mean? Spell out the letter. How do you spell Yud? You spell out Yud. Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalet. How do you spell He? Either He, Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. So if you do the four different combinations of Hashem's name, right? Yud is only spelled one way, but Hey is spelled multiple ways, and Vav is spelled multiple ways. There are four primary ways to expand Hashem's name, to spell out the letters. If you add up all four miluyim, expansions of Hashem's name, it's Gematria 232, which means Yihi Or. Which means that when Mashiach comes, we're going to bask in the full presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's name in all of its forms, in all of its expanded, in all of its expanded nature. And that's what we're getting a taste of now. That's what we're experiencing now in Hanukkah. A taste of the light of the future. A chinuch for that which is to come in the future. Now the rule is that all light that is meaningful, all real light, comes from darkness. Which means that on Hanukkah, you'll say, what do you mean about the taste of the future? The future is this unbelievable light. Right now, I just have this tiny little light against the backdrop of such darkness. And the Zohar says that's how it works. We'll talk about it more. There's other pieces coming up in Tzidkas Tzadik. The Zohar says, Leis Nahora, there can be no light, Elahu Denafik Migo Hashocha. There can be no true light except the light that emanates out of darkness. Rabbi Yonah has a nice piece in the Shari Tshuva where he writes in source number 9, a person who is living through very tough times like we're living through today, and you believe in Hashem, you should be confident that what? That the darkness is just paving the way towards real light. The darker it is, every bit of that darkness is going to turn into light. That the darkness is going to be what? The cause of light. Like the pasuk says, Al tismichi oyavti li, ki nafalti kamti, ki eshev bechoshech Hashem or li. Because I dwell in darkness, Hashem is my light. Don't be frustrated by the darkness. That's the irony of the times which we're living. That's why Ma'ariv became mandatory today. They say, what? Today? It's darker than ever. No. Don't you understand? The fact that it's darker than ever means that there's an unbelievable light that's going to emerge from this darkness. Why? Because the Zohar says there can be no true light except for the light that emerges out of darkness. So the unbelievable darkness we feel now, ki eshev b'choshech, the fact that you sit in darkness, Hashem or Ali, ki nafalti kamti, says Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes the beautiful Medrash in Tehillim, il mali nafalti lo kamti. Had I not fallen, I would never be able to get up. I could never rise to such heights if not for the fall. Il mali yashavti b'choshech, had I not sat in darkness, had I not been willing to bear the darkness of the ikvus of the Mashiach, the darkest period, 2,000 years ago, as we're sitting in, lohaya orli, then I never could have experienced the light. And therefore, Chanukah is dafka the Yom Tov for us. It's mamash our Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov for ikvus of the Mashiach of Jews. Jews who are living in the darkest of times, and mamash on the threshold of light. And we're living with that confusion. On the one hand, we feel so far from Hashem, we haven't seen a miracle in so long, we feel so disconnected. On the other hand, right? There's an unbelievable emunah that's re-emerging within the depths of an ikvus of the Mashiach Jew. The pintel yid is burning brighter than ever. That's what Rav Tzadik writes in Parshas Vayechi. He quotes from Simcha Bunim and Parshischa. He says, while superficially a Jew might be darker than ever, superficially Klal Yisrael is a bilbul. And every time I have one of these Mashgiach meetings on the sixth floor, we talk about why there's so many problems in the world and how we're pretending we're going to fix them. And you think, like, the ship's going down. right? But that's only on the outside. On the outside, it's darker than ever. On the inside, it's brighter than ever. And that's what Rav Tzadik writes in Parshat Pri Tzadik Vayechi. Take a look at the Lashon there. It's beautiful. From Simcha Bunim. He says, externally, as time goes on, there's Yerida Sadoros. Externally, it's darker than ever. Internally, it's mamish brighter than ever. On the inside, it's brighter than ever. The Pintaliyid, the Nitzutz, Hatar inside of a Jew. Elokai Neshama Shenesati B'Tahorahi, the Pach Shemen, in the heart of every Jew, is getting stronger and stronger with each generation. Which is why, again, you can have a Jew on the outside who's so wild today, just wants to let loose, but you sit down and you talk to him and you get down to his kishkas and he's mamish and he loves Hashem more than much frumer people. Because he has this flame that's burning so bright inside of himself. Okay. I've long ago given up on Marav and Tinek, so let's go by. Okay? There's a lot more. We're not there yet. There's a lot more to see. There's beautiful things to see. So we're just getting started. Says Rav Tzadok in Chanukah, Os Tesvav. Source number 10. Chanukah, again, is helping us transition. Chanukah is our Yom Tov. Chanukah is that world where Marav, which is optional because we're so angry at Hashem, and because it's so dark that I don't even want to talk to Hashem. Chanukah is the time where we start to transition and we say, you know what, we can do Marav. I know it seems ironic, but we can make Marav obligatory today. You, of all people, yeah, we can do Marav. We're going to make, even though earlier generations it was optional, we're going to make it obligatory. Why? Because we're starting to see the light of the future. We're starting to understand how Hashem, in the craziest of ways, runs His world with such perfection. Says Rav Tzadik in source number 10, really explaining the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Nun. The Tikkuni Zohar says that the 25th of Kislev corresponds to the 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That somehow, the 25th of Kislev, Chanukah, that calendar date is an expression of Shema, is an absolute expression of my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tikkuni Zohar says, the Inon Esrim V'Chamesh Asvan D'Yichud Shema Yisrael. The 25th of Kislev is the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And those six words are 25 letters. Says Rav Tzadik, what does that mean? So he writes, V'hu al pi ma sha'amu b'gemara p'sachim daf nonam al-alif, b'yom ahu yeh Hashem Echad. On that day Hashem will be one. So says the Gemara, on that day Hashem will be one? What, Hashem's not one right now? Otua idna lav echadu? Is Hashem not one today? Hashem is what, falling apart? I mean, sometimes, superficially, we look like, God, what's going on in the world? But what do you mean? Hashem, of course, is one now. So what does it mean, in that day, in the future, Hashem will truly be one? Says the Gemara, la'olam haba kulo tova meitiv. In the world today, when someone passes away, we don't say, gavaldik, that's great, baruch Hashem, gamzula tova, everything God does is for the best. No. When someone passes away, what do we say? Baruch dayan ha'emes. When something good happens in our life, what do we say? Baruch ha'tova meitiv. In the future, we're going to be able to look back at everything and say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. To truly see how everything was actually good. That all of the darkness has been transformed into light. That's what Chanukah is. That's what Shema Yisrael is. So look what he says. La'olam haba kulo HaTov HaMeitiv. V'hainu. Shechein mora Hashem Echad. Sheakol L'tova. A time will come when we'll be able to really mean it when we say that Hashem is Echad. That the same God, Shema Yisrael, what are the words? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is the name of mercy. Elokeinu, Elokim. Midas Harachah and Midas Adin. Hashem Echad. It's all one. It's all one. There's no contradiction. Everything God did makes perfect sense to me. Shechein mor Hashem ze al harachamim. V'chof etz rak lahaytiv. Hashem only wants to do good. Rak ba'olam hazeh. But in this world of olam, of zeshemila aleim, in this world of concealment, ein ze biskalus yakira tova ba'ahipuch. Gamkin. We're not able to recognize the good in that which is the opposite of good. By Yom Ahu, in that future time, yeah, Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. But again, Chanukah is a taste of that world to come. Chanukah is the last Yom Tov that was ever instituted by the Jewish people. I say that without any disrespect to Yom Ha'atzmaut. But Chanukah is the last Yom Tov. Chanukah is the last real Yom Tov that Klal Yisrael instituted. Right? Klal Yisrael took upon themselves Chanukah to carry us to Mashiach. Yeah? I mean, no disrespect to you, Tzadik. But Chanukah is the last real Yom Tov that carries us until Mashiach. Right? Chanukah prepares us. Chanukah gives us a taste of Bayoma Hu Yashem Achar Shema Achar. And therefore, Va'azbi Me'ach Hashmonayim, Ha'ilam Anaychu Bechinas Yichud Ilah. On Chanukah, Chof Hei Kislev, the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Shem Elkin Hashem Echad. Some say, the Tzurah Amor on Chumash and Parshas Ve'eschanan says that the battle cry of the Chashmonayim was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkin Hashem Echad. They were living and the world was falling apart and they said, no, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. They marched to that. That was their cry. Chof Hei Kislev. The belief, the clarity that everything is equal. And that's why they keep coming to the Mikdash absolutely certain that they're going to find the Pach Shemin. Where was the Pach Shemin found? Toso says buried in the ground. Why on earth were they digging in the ground looking for a Pach Shemin? Because they knew there has to be light. There has to be light. That the darkness is going to be transformed to light. And they knew it has to be. Hashem Echad. There's no way this is the end of the Jewish people. There's no way. And with unbelievable courageous confidence, they went out to battle. And they won the war. And they saw that all of the Gezeros of the Avonim, Dafka charged them to fight back. Or like Rav Huttner says, right, in Pach Yisrael, I think Gimel, the Avonim came to what? To forget Torah. And the response was what? Torah Shabbat Peh exploded out of Chanukah. The most famous Torah Shabbat Peh question. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? If they had enough oil for one night, there should only be 7 days of Chanukah. You know how many answers are to that question? More than 500. You could buy a sefer with 500 answers to that question, the Beis Yosef. Because Chanukah, what? It's more and more and more. Yosef HaTzadik. That wherever I'm holding is just the foundation for what's to come. There's more to come. There's more to come. Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? A reboy of... And every gezerah they made against us. Kein yirbeh v'chein yifrot. We exploded. The Jewish people became so much more. It's a taste of that world of the future. The Jewish people are called what? Mamlechas Kohanim v'goy kadosh. Right now, we look at the Jewish people. There's Kohanim. There's Levim. There's Yisraelim. In the future, the Svarim say, Svarim HaKadoshim say that lost of love, everyone's going to be a Kohen. Everyone's going to become a Kohen. I feel bad for the Kohanim. Right, they're looking forward so much to that time. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to be a Kohen. Mamlechas Kohanim, v'goy kadosh. Everyone's going to be a Kohen. What happens on Chanukah? When you light the menorah, what happens on Chanukah? You become a Kohen. When you light the menorah, again, I don't have time to bring all the proofs right now, but all the Sfarim say, you become a Kohen Gadol. Every Jew becomes a Kohen Gadol in his own home. Your home becomes a Beis HaMikdash. It's a taste of that world to come by Yom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad.
Which
Zahar
can light the menorah?
What did you say?
If
a Zahar can light the menorah, why are you a Kohen?
You get to prepare those.
Maybe a Zahar can light the menorah because a Zahar lost it, is going to become a Kohen. I don't know. But the Iker is the Achad. But every Chanukah you become the Kohen Gadol, which is why you're allowed to prepare the wicks, right? You're allowed to prepare your own menorah because you're a Kohen. Because you're a Kohen. If you're a Israel, you'd have to get a Kohen to come prepare your wicks, then you could light it. But it's mamash a taste of Bayom Ahu. What's the gematria of Bayom Ahu? Bayom Ahu, and that day to come. Bayom, what's Bayom? Bayom is 68. What's Ahu? What's Ahu? It's Bayom Ahu. 17 and what? 17 and 58? 17 and 58? 75 is Gematria Kohen. Because Bayom Ahu, Yashem Echad Ushmo. That day everyone becomes a Kohen. And therefore in Chanukah, which is the Hachana for the world of the future, it's already a taste of becoming a Kohen. That's why on Chanukah, every Jew in his home is a Kohen. And he lights the menorah. It's Mamlechas Kohanim. It's Mamlechas Kohanim. Yeah, let's hear a quick comment.
About
a lot to go.
About the star lighting.
Yeah.
Is that if you're just lighting it, stop lighting it, then you're basically a czar to the mitzvah. Like you're
That's
really
correct. You're a czar. You're a foreigner.
I don't like to do a mitzvah, but you're like a stranger.
That's correct. That's
but
correct.
Then, like, that's why a Buddha czar is like, it's a stranger.
Czar, exactly.
And then, like, only, you can only feel like going if you're preparing.
That's correct. Very good. Good. So every darkness that we're going through now is really just a lack of understanding. It's really mamish kula or. Again, Rav Tzadok in source number 11, the Rasisei Laila, tells us that this is the facts. Hashem Yisvarach Nikra La'olam Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is really good. Kizeh Kol Pulosov V'chol Atzilos Midosov Hayirak Latzorech Lahetiv L'Yisrael. Everything Hashem does is because He loves us, He wants to do good for us. So why does it feel so dark sometimes? V'kasher nira pa'amim le'ein zeh, sorry, le'ein, le'ayin. V'kasher nira pa'am le'ayin lo'kein. When my natural eye tells me that sometimes, what? I see just the opposite. I see a Holocaust. I see a pogrom. I see suffering. So what do you mean? This is for my good? Adarabah. If it looks like it's not good, that's what? That's dafkut, even greater good. It's so good, you can't even see it. On Hanukkah, our eyes are learning how to see. And that's why on Hanukkah, we're able to start recognizing that in all of the darkness, that's mamish, the ticket to light. He says, "Kederach Shalomu Bereshis Rabbah." Like the Medrash says, "Tov Maod Zay Yitzhara." The Medrash says, "Tov is Yitzhar Tov. Tov Maod, something very good. Yitzhar is very good. Death is very good. Sleep is very good. All these strange things. All these things that are like, what? No, those are not the good things." The Medrash says, "No, that's the best things. What do you mean? I can't even see how that's good. Exactly. It's so good you can't even see it. It's so hidden." And until the time comes, when Mashiach comes, and all that darkness is transformed into light. And then you'll realize that it was all good. That all of the Elohim, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's mamash all one thing. I'll show you just a nice remez that the Avodas Pnim brings. Look at the word Elohim. Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem. Look at the word Elohim. Yeah? Elohim, it's God's name of justice, God's name of Midas Adin. What's the inside of Elohim? The Avodas Pnim says that the inside of Elohim, the middle letters of Elohim, are Lamed Hayud. Lamed Hayud is Gematria 45. Right? 45 is if you take Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, and you spell it out, you expand it, the most basic expansion of Hashem's name is 45. You spell Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, Hey Aleph, Vav, Vav Aleph, Vav. And Hey again, Hey Aleph is Gematria 45. So what do you see? The inside of Elohim, the Kishkas of Elohim, the inside. The concealed part, the middle, right, that's just waiting to burst out of the inside of Elohim is what? Is an expansion of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, of God's Rahmanis. Hashem loves us, but it's hidden inside. We're not able to see it all the time. And therefore, we have to start getting ourselves ready. So now let's come full circle. What did Ruch Tzadik write? Coming back to Sikkas HaTzadik. Today, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, Ma'ariv is no longer what? Optional. The Ma'ariv becomes obligatory. Because we're living in the time of Hanukkah. We're living in Hanukkah right now. We're living in Erev Shabbos right now. Again, we're on the threshold of life. Says Rav Tzadik in source number 12. Take a look. Ubeprat bedoros halalu, in the Machshav Ascharetz in Oschas, in the generation in which we're living, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, yuchlu lahasig ha'ar gedolim ma'or shel Mashiach. The light of Mashiach is coming back into our times. It's reverberating back into our times. Again, Hanukkah is our Yom Tov. It's mamish was created for Jews like ourselves. The deeper you get into the Gullus, the more Hanukkah is for you. The closer you get to Mashiach, the more Hanukkah is literally our experience. The light of Mashiach is radiating back into our times. He says, when does that begin? The Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan, of course, is a time of Geula. And therefore, he says, the Ikhs of the Mashiach in Nisan, you start to pick up on the light. That's why the Seder is Laila Kiyom Ya'ir. Right? Leil HaSeder is Mamish Laila Kiyom Ya'ir. It's a night that's illuminated like day. Nisan is the beginning of Klal Yisrael's emergence. Nisan, according to some, can be viewed as the conception. Nisan is when the idea of Klal Yisrael, when the woman got pregnant, so to speak. Right? 9 months from Nisan is what? When the baby is born, what's 9 months from Nisan? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. So the baby is born, right? That the Geula that is starting to form in Nisan is born in Kislev. Hanukkah is when we really long for a Geula, because that's what Hanukkah is about. It's a Hachana. It's a Hachana for Mashiach. And look what he says. We don't have 2 seconds to say this. We're out of time. V'hu ha'ares Hashem ehayeh ha'mora ha'asid da'ana zaman l'mehevet. That's why when Moshe came to Hashem by the burning bush and says, Rav Moshe, you want me to save the Jewish people? Fine. What's your name? And Hashem says, my name is Ehayeh. My name is I will be. Ehayeh asher ehayeh. I will be what I will be. So that is the name of Ehayeh, means I will be. Something of the future. Lost it. Right? A glimpse of something beyond. Everything that we're waiting for. Tomeh v'ayim zachor. I'm tasting it now, but I'm longing for it in the future. Okay, so Chara, let's finish it up. We have 2 minutes to finish it up. Let's put it together. What pasuk? What was the pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah told us? Rabbeinu Yonah told us again. This is how it has to be. Ki eshe b'choshech Hashem orli. Right. To whatever degree you're willing to sit in the dark, you'll be zochet to see the light. That's the story of Hanukkah. That's the story of Ikvus and Meshicha. That's why we're able to take Marv, which is optional, and say, Hashem, I'm going to daven Marv to you in a time of such darkness, because I'm already tasting a glimmer of the light. And this is Nisan, which is when we're starting to get a glimpse of the light of Mashiach. The name Ehayah, what I will be. And we're saying that it's born on Hanukkah 9 months later. Okay? In Lekute Halachos, Rav Nassim says that the main name of Hashem to think about in lighting the menorah is the name Ehayah. This name, I will be. Because that's what Hanukkah is about. It's not in Lekute Halachos by Hanukkah. It might also be that. I'm not sure if it's there. It's in Birchas Hodah. Lekutei Halacha is in Birchas Hodah in Siman Vav. Rav Nassim writes that Ehayah is the primary name of Chanukah. It's what I want to be. Chanukah was, they were koveya the Yom Tov Lahodos Ulahala. Chanukah is a time of Hodah. Rav Nassim says Hodah is Gematria Ehayah. I will be 21. Right? To express who I want to be. Hashem, this is where I want to be in the future. I can talk to you now because I believe this is how it's going to be in the future. Okay? The Arubis Habosim says the same thing. That Hodah is Gematria Ehayah, and that's the primary name of Chanukah. The Shana Acheres, the Gemara says, they were Koveya the Yom Tov as what? As Lahodos Ulahalal. It's a day of Halal V'Hodah. Hodah means Ehayah, what I want to be. Where I want to be in the future. Yeah? So now, let's look at that pasuk. At the moment that Moshe is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my name. This is what I would like to have. Vayomer Elokim al Moshe in Source 13. Moshe says, what's your name? Right? What should I tell the Jews? Right now, it's all ghosts. They're in Mitzrayim. What should I tell them? Tell them, says Hashem, Ehayah, Asher Ehayah, I will be what I will be. And then Moshe says, no, that's too far away. Tell me something a little bit more now. Right? Ehayah, Asher Ehayah. Tell me something more simple. So what does Hashem say? Vayomer, Ko! Ko, Somar Levnei Yisrael. Ko, Somar Levnei Yisrael. Chafei, that's Chafei Kislev. Ko, Somar Levnei Yisrael. Chafei Kislev. Tell Bnei Yisrael, Ehayah Shalachani Aleichem. Ehayah Shalachani Aleichem. Yeah? Ehayah Shalachani Aleichem. Ehayah Shalachani Aleichem. Ehayah is what I'm going to be. Ko. This pasuk brings together this Indian of Hanukkah and this Indian of Ehayah, what I want to be. In the Ikvus of the Mashiach in our world today, again, we're getting a taste of it. So I'd like to offer the following remnants. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah said, Ki eshe b'choshech Hashem orli, because I sat in darkness, Hashem is my light. Because I'm willing to understand that darkness can be transformed into light, that gives me the ability to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Tzadok told us in several places now that in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, we're getting a glimpse of that light. Right? What's the gematria of Ikvus of the Mashiach? 936. What's the gematria of Ki Eshev B'choshech Hashem Orli? 936. 936. Because that's exactly the vote of the Ikvus of the Mashiach. That I sat in darkness and Hashem became my light. That's what we're working on. Hey, yeah. To believe that it's all going to be transformed into light. Let's end with the Kedushas Levi and Eicha. Kedushas Levi says in Eicha, Kishayavu Mashiach Tzidkenu B'meher B'yameinu. Az Yizgala, when Mashiach comes, it's going to become clear to us that all of the Eicha was light. What's the gematria of Eicha? 36. The 36 Neros. There's 36 things that could destroy you, get karis for. There's also 36 hours of light that Hashem shone into the world at the beginning of time, which is the Or HaGanuz that we're longing for. To transform that darkness into what? Lahagid Babokar Chasdecha. When Mashiach Cham says, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, the Kedush Levi Ba'echa, Oz Yizgala Shekolam Oros Shehaya B'Golas Lanu, everything we went through in Golas, Hayakol HaChana L'Ge'ula. So Chanukah is the Ikvus of the Mashiach Yom Tov. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of HaChana. Chanukah more than anything else is a chinuch for last level. Aval b'zman ha-geula yizgal ezot sha'kol haya achana l'geula. The Mashiach comes will realize that everything was for the best. So Mir Tzashem, we should be very proud to be Ikvus of the Mashiach of Jews. We should go down to Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv is no longer a Rishus. Ma'ariv is a Chova, because we have the ability to recognize that the light of Mashiach is Metzias, and we should be zochet and mekabel it with our eyes as we prepare ourselves in these days of Chanukah to see the light of Mashiach. Meher b'yameinu.